If Freedom Fails. We'd like to take you on a visit to a town that doesn't exist. A town we call Springfield, USA. We'd like to show you how things would be in any American town if communism took over. This is the story of two people who fall in love in a land where tyranny rules. With Mary Anderson starred as Ellen Grant, we offer No Other Way.
Check. 102.
10 minutes to 11 and only...
Reject. That's the 23rd one this morning.
Comrade Grant.
Yes, sir.
I was about to say, it's 10 minutes to 11 already. You're behind schedule for today.
Yes, sir, but there have been so many rejects lately. 23 already, comrade. So we've really tested 125.
Your quota doesn't include rejects.
Yes, sir, but I...
You know, I don't like to see you girls putting in overtime.
I'm not complaining.
60 hours a week hardly gives you time for your political education classes as it is.
Yes, sir.
So I suggest we all concentrate a little harder and fill our quota in the allotted schedule.
But, comrade, if there were less rejects...
I'm going to lunch now. If the rejects become excessive, I'll call to the attention of the manager.
Easy, Ellen. Losing your temper won't help.
He must have gotten his training in Siberia. Check. 103. Let's relax for a few minutes, Wilma.
After that lecture, we'll catch up. We better.
Come Friday night, I don't want to have to stick in this range 1 minute after that bell rings.
Date?
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. If you're over, you can go up and I'll do the paperwork.
Well, I'm kind of hoping we'll both be through.
Oh, Wilma, not another double date.
Oh, now, look, Ellen. It was the only way. He has this friend.
Why is it every man you meet has a friend?
Oh, but this one's different. Frank's my date. He says he's tall, very good-looking, good education.
And why does Frank have to get him a date?
Oh, well, they're new in Springfield. The battalion was just stationed here.
Battalion? Then he's in the Army.
Well, yeah. I thought I told you.
I'm not interested.
Oh, but Ellen...
Look, Wilma, if he's in the Army, he belongs to the party. Now, how many times have I told you I'm not dating communists?
Why not? Will you tell me? Just because a man has a card in his pocket...
Let's not go into that again.
Well, who else can you date? They're the only men who can afford to take you to a decent place for dinner or buy you a drink. Or...
Wilma, there are 83 other girls in this factory. Ask them.
Oh, but you're my closest friend. I'm trying to help
Don't
you.
Don't do me any favors.
Just give me one good, sensible reason. Will you do that?
What's the use? You wouldn't even know what I was talking about.
Well, you don't have to get nasty.
I don't mean to be, Wilma. It's just that we have different ideas about things. Maybe it's because I saw things when the commies took over America that you didn't see. Maybe you're right and I'm wrong, but I just can't change the way I feel. Wilma, you're not the only one trying to make me see things their way a little. My own folks say the same things you do.
And they hate the commies, which just goes to show how stubborn you are.
Oh, what's the use?
Oh, I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Let's get back to work.
Sure. But just in case you change your mind, will you call me tonight?
I won't change it. Yes, Dad.
Here, Ellen. Ellen's home.
All right, Ellen.
Your mother's been holding dinner again.
I'm sorry, Dad. I suppose you're starving.
It's not me I'm worried about. You put in an extra hour each day this week.
I know. But Ellen Grant has to make sure that the progress of the second three-year plan for the Soviet States of America is not interrupted.
Over 60 hours a week for a 19-year-old girl.
Right, your congressman, Dad.
It's nothing to joke about.
Well, dinner's on the table. Hurry, you want to bring that chair over.
There he is, dear.
I hope it's not much. I'm not hungry.
It's never too much anymore, Ellen. Oh, good heavens, dear. You look so tired.
I'll be all right. It's just being in the firing range 2 weeks in a row.
How did that happen?
One of the girls is sick.
Oh, it's no wonder.
Potatoes?
Thanks. Oh, honey, I just forgot. Wilma called you just before you came in.
My gosh, doesn't that girl ever give up?
Why, what happened?
The usual, a double date.
You two down?
Yes. Can I have a salt, Mother?
Mm-hmm. Here. Anyone you know?
No, he's in the army.
Oh, then he's a communist.
Yes, he's a communist.
Just how many opportunities like that do you intend to turn down?
Dad, let's not
now,
start.
Your father's right, Ellen.
I know. Everybody's right. I'm wrong.
Then when are you going to wake up? You're young, Ellen. You might just as well get as much out of life as possible.
Dad, please.
And there's only one way to have any normalcy out of life nowadays. If you won't join the party, at least marry a communist.
Dear, things are getting worse, not better. We're old, it doesn't matter. But you have your whole life yet. Ellen, what's it going to be like? How long do you think you can stand working 60 and 70 hours a week in order to keep a roof over your head and just enough food to exist?
They've killed everything good, and you ask me to become a part of them.
Because we love you, darling.
Because there's no other way.
Does it mean so much to you?
It's because it's you, darling. It means more than our own life.
You understand, Ellen. If we thought there were any other way, one in a million, we wouldn't say these things. We just don't want you to live in the anxiety and fear we've known since they took over.
Just try, dear. We don't ask you to marry the first one you meet, but at least get to know some of them. Sooner or later, you're bound to meet a communist who...
All right. Don't go on. Don't say any more, please. I'll try. I promise you, I'll try.
Hey, wait. Where are you going for?
Well, isn't this where she lives?
Well, yeah, but...
Oh, I can hardly pick up a girl for our first date by honking the horn, can I?
Oh, but that's the arrangement. A honk, will you, Frank?
At your command. Oh, that's sure to get us up on the right foot.
Oh, you don't understand. It's her parents. They're the nervous type, and, well, you know, man in uniform knocking on the door.
Hey, here she comes.
Oh, well, yeah, that's Ellen. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long.
No. No, not at all.
Forest Main, Ellen Grant.
Hello.
And this is Frank Partridge.
That's enough formalities. Hop in. Hey, we got an hour's ride. But where do you girls get there? The wildest, the greatest hangout this side of the Mississippi. Hold on.
Standing right behind him. Hey, what's the matter with her ladyship? She don't laugh or say nothing.
Yeah, what's the matter, honey? You don't like Frank's story?
They're fine.
Fine?
Look at that, Frank. You're ahead with a pretty young lady. Sure.
Boris, could we leave now?
Oh, what are you talking about, honey? The evening's just beginning.
Oh, don't pay any attention to her.
I know what you mean. Waiter, over here. She needs another drink.
No, I don't want anything.
Yes, sir. A drink for the lady.
No, I said I didn't want any.
Oh, honey, you just had one little itsy-bitsy drink. You can't have any fun that way.
I've had enough.
She's a little drunk, waiter. She doesn't know what she wants. You bring another one like she had. You remember, huh? Yes, sir, right away.
But I don't want anything. Just get some time.
No, that's what I like. People to get in the spirit of things.
When Rome does a Roman.
Sure. The Romans do what the party tells them to do. Sure, everyone does what the party tells them to do. If person number one is in the party and person number two isn't, and person number two does what person number one tells him to do. Is that right, honey?
Yes, that's right.
Sure is.
Forrest, I'm asking you to take me out of here.
Everybody's free now. Everybody in the world is free to do what the communists tell them to do. And who's the communist? We're the communists! Oh, Meadowland, my Meadowland!
That's Maryland!
Stop it, all of you!
Oh, who
stop
cares about Maryland? Besides, there ain't no such thing. Mary can't own any land. What's with you, baby? You stupid... Hey, where's the waiter with Ellen's drink?
Forrest, I'm asking you, will you please take me home?
Oh! Oh, home. Listen to her.
Yeah, listen to her.
Take your hands off of me.
We got much better ideas for you, honey.
Madeline, my Madeline.
Mary's lamb. No, I mean it's Mary's lamb.
Mary's lamb. Hey, did you hear that? Mary's lamb.
Take it away.
Waiter. Another drink. Isn't any shame. A glass drop.
Yeah.
Come see, waiter.
Sorry. Take me home. Take me home.
What happened to Ellen's drink?
Oh, Mary, Mary, come on.
We got plans. We got plans for
you, baby. Sure, because everybody's free to do what we tell them to do.
I can't stand it. Let me
go. I think that's enough for one night. Come on, Ellen. Let's get out of here.
But you're all right. You're not...
drunk? Never touch this stuff. Grab your coat, hurry. Cold?
A little.
Here. Take this.
You didn't see a thing all the way to the beach.
You didn't ask me anything.
Seems to me there's some things that don't have to be asked. I don't understand you.
Do you have a card in the party?
No.
I didn't think so. You're not like the girls we usually meet.
And what are you like?
I guess I'm two people. The one you saw at the hangout back there, and the one you see here.
I don't know what to make of this whole evening.
Your parents in the party?
No.
Why not?
They hate the communists and everything they stand for.
And you?
The same.
It's a dangerous thing to say.
I'm careful where I say it.
You are speaking to a cardholder in the army.
I don't think so. He's still at the hangout. Or am I wrong?
You know, I can say anything I want to you. Because if you reported me, it would be my word against yours. You're not in the party, you wouldn't have a chance.
Then what happened back there?
You weren't like Wilma. I knew that right away. I have to be careful of every move I make. I wanted to get away from that place. Be alone with you. It's the only way I could do it. Frank will never even remember I left. As for my superior officers, where they're concerned, I spent a very routine leave. Got drunk. Met a girl. See, we have to report everything we do while we're on leave.
And is there something about being here you can't report?
Something I can't prove without dragging you into it. Tomorrow, as far as they all know, I behave like every filthy one of them. I'll be satisfied.
And what are you doing in the army?
Being young and hopeful.
You always talk in circles.
It's a good idea these days.
You just pointed out you could say what you wanted to me.
I hate the communists. I joined the Soviet American forces for one reason. Not to fight or protect the people that run America, but eventually to fight and protect the country itself. Like I said, young and hopeful. More likely, hopeless.
Well, what is this? Some kind of an underground movement I never heard of?
Not exactly. There's lots more like me, I suppose. Now, what we're doing is hoping that someday a chance will come, an opportunity to overthrow them.
Then not everybody has given in after all.
Well, let's hope not. I had to join the party. You can see that, can't you? Without being a commie, there's no chance at all. It's the same insidious methods they use. That's all I can do.
It's late. I have to go.
I'll be stationed here at least a year.
That's a long time.
Not if I can see you again. Everyone on the dance floor is looking at you.
My slip showing?
You're too modest. Don't you know that you're pretty?
I'm beginning to believe it. You've been telling me twice a week for 3 months now.
I intend to go on telling you for longer than you can imagine.
That was a proposal.
I know.
I love you, Ellen.
Let's go somewhere else.
Excuse me, Corporal Nain, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Commissar Hilton.
It is, it is.
I hardly expected to see you here, sir.
Why not? We all enjoy the finer things. The company of a beautiful woman.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. May I present Miss Ellen Grant, Commissar Hilton?
A pleasure, my dear.
How do you do?
I couldn't help noticing you from my table. I was about to ask you for this dance.
We were just leaving. Oh,
come now, you can't refuse me this one brief pleasure. Can she, Corporal Nain?
No, sir. I'll be at the table now.
Why is it all the lovely girls are attracted to the young soldiers only? I hardly think it's fair.
I'll get it, Mother. Hello?
Hello, darling.
Forrest, where are you? I thought you'd be here for dinner.
That's a tough break. I got duty tonight.
Oh, and just when we were going to tell the folks.
Oh, tomorrow night's good enough, huh? You haven't mentioned it to them, have you?
Well, not officially, but I guess it's pretty obvious. Oh, guess who called?
Who?
Your battalion commissar.
Hilton?
Uh-huh.
What did he want?
Oh, Forrest, he's more than twice my age. You can't blame him for trying.
What did you say to him?
I was very polite. Thanked him for calling. Told him I was engaged and was having dinner with my fiancé.
When was this?
Oh, about an hour ago.
I don't like this.
Forrest, you're being ridiculous. You don't think he can come between us?
No. I was put on duty just 45 minutes ago.
You are listening to No Other Way, starring Mary Anderson. A story of the way things could be if communism took over. A picture of what life would be like under a communist regime in an ordinary American town. A town we call Springfield, USA.
Reject.
Reject. Number 7. Hey, you're kind of low this morning.
I didn't sleep last night.
Excited about the marriage?
I'm worried about it.
Well, if I'm prying, stop me. But, what's wrong?
Hilton.
I thought you gave him the brush.
I thought so, too. But Forrest hasn't had a leave in 3 weeks. Everyone else in his outfit has had at least 2 nights a week.
Oh, well, that can't go on forever.
And it's more than that. Commissar Hilton has called at the house. My parents met him.
Don't tell me.
Hilton's an important man. Battalion commissars are political commissars, very influential. This appeals to my parents. They were happy about Forrest, but they're overwhelmed by Commissar Hilton. He's exactly what they've dreamed about.
Oh, well, they can't run your life.
They mean well. But I love Forrest. Oh, Emma, what am I going to do? What's going to happen to Forrest?
Oh, it'll work out. Come on, there's just one more in this batch. Test it.
All right. Reject.
Reject. Number 8. Huh. That's funny.
What?
This report calls for 56 guns. We have 57.
Ellen? Ellen, over here.
Forrest. Forrest, darling. Oh, it's been so long.
Get inside, quick.
Is something wrong?
No. Everything's all right. I finally got a pass. It's only 12 hours, but give us time to get married. Will you, Ellen? Will you marry me?
Oh, yes, darling. Yes, yes. What'll I do to you?
For being 2 hours late? I don't know. But you're mine now. That's all I care about.
I don't want to ever let you go.
Look, if I can't see you, I'll call you every day.
What'll Hilton say?
He'll try and make it rough on me. Not much he can do, though, without it becoming too obvious to his superiors. Look, I better go in. I'll bribe whoever's on duty. Maybe he won't report that I'm late.
Be careful, darling.
Kiss me.
Put on the light.
Forrest.
It's Hilton. He's been waiting for this moment.
You out of the car.
Don't move. Well, Corporal Maine, your pass expired at 3 o'clock this morning. It is now 5 a.m.
Yes, sir.
All right, take him to the guard room at once.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Come along. Miss Grant, you will be in my office at 8 o'clock this morning. I shall have some questions to ask you regarding Corporal Maine.
What are you going to do to him?
It's just routine. The military examiner will draw up an indictment.
Why?
He was absent without leave. A serious offense.
We were married last night. We were so happy.
Were you really? I'll see you at 8 o'clock this morning, Miss Grant. Oh, come in, Miss Grant. Or should I say, Mrs. Maine.
Forrest, are you...
Don't, Ellen.
Are you all right?
There will be no conversation here unless authorized. Now, what happened last night, Corporal Maine?
I contacted my wife. Told her I had a 12-hour pass, and I suggested we be married.
Where?
A small town, 27 miles north of Springfield. Maple Corners.
Well, when the state-approved marital regulations go into effect, these things won't happen. Then what?
We took a room in a hotel there.
What hotel?
It's called the Maple.
You drove both ways?
Yes, sir.
You were aware that your pass expired at 3 a.m.?
Yes, sir.
Then there are no extenuating circumstances. No genuine reason for your being late.
Only my marriage, Commissar Hilton.
Hardly be taken into consideration.
Hardly to be... Archie.
We have some papers for you to sign as... I beg your pardon, Mrs. Maine. Then we'll have no further need for you.
What's going to happen to my husband?
He's under arrest at this moment. The military examiner will prepare the indictment tomorrow. He'll be sentenced by the military tribunal representing the Springfield District.
Oh, Forrest.
Corporal Maine, under Article 193, Paragraph 7, the Criminal Code of the Soviet American Armed Forces, you're hereby condemned to the guardhouse awaiting sentence. Guard.
Yes, sir?
Take him away. Oh, Mrs. Maine, since such matters are not publicized, I will personally see to it that you're informed of your husband's sentence. Miss Grant.
I've been expecting you.
Have you? I'm glad. I admire a woman who's aware of her own charms.
I wasn't thinking of that.
What then?
Your invitation to my parents.
Oh, yes, the officer's party. I thought it would be a nice way for them to spend this evening. Well, aren't you going to invite me in?
Why should I?
Corporal Maine was sentenced today. I thought you'd like to hear about it.
Come in. No, in here. It's warmer in the dining room.
Certainly.
Well?
Corporal Maine was very fortunate. He was condemned to only 3 years deprivation of liberty to be served in a corrective labor camp. The camp is in this country. It could have been Siberia. I thought you'd like to know I intervened in that matter.
You?
Yes, I recommended leniency. You see, Ellen, you've completely misunderstood me. I don't want you to think of me as you have.
Get out. Get out of here.
At least I can explain. I'm in the military. I have my duty to perform. It was just unfortunate that it had to be Corporal Maine. Believe me, I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. I'm too fond of you.
You deliberately did this. You deliberately stopped his leaves last month so he couldn't see me.
That's hardly justified.
It's the truth and you know it.
A man is likely to do many things for a girl like you.
What are you saying?
You know what I think of you. You're not like the other women. You're strong. You have a will of your own. I admire you for it. I admire you enough to go any length to have you for my wife.
You're forgetting. I'm already married.
You were married?
What do you mean?
Your marriage was annulled.
You did that?
I did it for your own good. Your position would have been very delicate, to marry to a man in a corrective labor camp.
I could kill you. I could kill you.
Don't speak that way. Don't blame a man for loving someone.
You can say that. You can talk about such things. You don't know what you're saying. Your kind doesn't know anything about love or emotions. You're all alike.
You're all animals.
I'm going to make you my wife.
That's very funny. Very funny. You can't make me marry you. You can't make me do anything I don't want to do.
Come here, Ellen. I want you to know I love you. In spite of what you think of me, in time you'll see what I'm like.
Don't come near me.
I don't mean all the things I say and do.
Get away.
It's just my position. I have to appear hard and cold.
I said get away from
but
me.
But with you in my arms, you'd see that I'm not that way at all.
Get your hands off
me. Ellen, I want you.
No! Will you get out of here now?
Where did you get that gun? It's not allowed.
It's a reject, Commissar Hilton. Your communist efficiency slipped up. There was an extra one a few weeks ago. Someone else has to account for it, not I. I didn't know then why I took it, but I do now.
Give it to me and we'll forget this incident.
No.
I'm not leaving without it.
I told you to get out of here.
You have the nerve to fire it. I know that.
You're right.
That's what I like about you.
Don't come any closer.
It's a reject, you said. It may not fire the first time.
Get out of here.
Your only chance now is to marry me. The penalty for possession of arms is severe. Give me that gun.
No!
I told you it may not... Well, that was a stupid thing to do. What'll happen to you for this? You could have married me if that gun didn't fire so well for a reject. This gun.
I heard gunshots. What happened?
In there. I did it.
You have just heard a story of what happens to free people when they are ruled by a communist regime. You think this could not happen? It did happen to Anatol Borisov, a citizen of the Soviet Union. After serving his 3-year sentence in a corrective labor camp, Anatol Borisov saw duty with the Red Army and later was put in charge of the petrol depot near Prussisch Eylau in East Prussia. It was from here that he escaped and was able to reveal this story. It did happen to Liza Ryabachinkova, the girl whom Anatol had loved. Her present whereabouts are unknown. You've been listening to If Freedom Failed, starring Mary Anderson as Ellen Grant in No Other Way. Lamont Johnson was Forrest, Carlton Young was Hilton, and Jean Young was Wilma. No Other Way was written for If Freedom Failed by Robert M. Young, produced and directed by Will Scott. Sergeant Lloyd Iyer speaking. This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.